Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first Coach's Corner of the 2023 high school football season. This is YSN's Jared Niederheiser, and joining me is Salem head football coach Ron Johnson. Coach, 6-5 last season, 6 playoff appearance in the last 8 seasons. Your 12th season at the helm of the Quakers. How does the start of this season kind of feel in terms of previous years, whether it be similar or different?
Well, it's different because we have a lot of new faces. Even our old guys don't have a lot of experience. We're putting them in leadership roles, and we're putting them in roles where they're going to be carrying a load both offensively and defensively. So that's different as far as personnel, but it's the same as always. I mean, our guys are going to come out here and they're going to work, they're going to listen, they're going to get better, they're going to be tough. So, I mean, football's still football, and Salem football is still Salem football, so we're excited about that. It's just, and I'm really excited with who we're doing it with as well.
Talk about the lead up as the summer. I know you guys do, a lot of stuff. You have scrimmages the last couple weeks on Fridays. You guys do a lot of team building and things. Can you talk about how, with all those new faces, that's kind of got you guys ready to go here as you roll into week one?
Yeah, we had a day this year, beginning of July, our Gorilla Day, where we went out and, did a lot of very uncommon tasks and things, a lot like guerrilla warfare, so to speak, and got our guys into some tough positions, made them rely on one another. They had to count on each other and made it very competitive. So that was a real good team building thing for us, brought the guys close together. And then just our summer conditioning program is brutal. And the heat lent to that a little bit too. But we've had a great summer season, and I think our guys are physically and mentally ready to go.
You talked a little bit about new guys, new faces that don't have maybe the reps as you've had in years past. A lot of production over the past couple of years, especially last year, with Jackson and Caden and Donnie on both offense and defense, and also all the other two as well, and along with a host of many other guys in that senior class that played a lot of snaps. You always talk about answering the bell. What do you look for from some of these guys, especially the underclassmen, as they lead some of these guys that maybe don't have any varsity snaps, to get out there and play Salem football, as you said?
Well, I mean, and that's one of the benefits we have of being a K-12 program. Nothing's really totally new to these guys because they've been calling the same offense and using the same language since they've been in, second, third grade in our youth league and then our junior high program, our freshman program. We have a large number of sophomores that have huge roles this year that they're going to have to be leaders for us. And I'm excited for our seniors that don't have a lot of snaps that have been waiting their turn, and now it's their time to answer, and I think they're excited to get started.
Taking a look at the schedule, only one, I'll say, quote-unquote, new face. Poland is a team that used to be on the Salem schedule back when I was in school and then through the early part of the 2000s, and you guys had an opportunity to play them in 2020 in the playoffs. I know it came up just short. But how does that schedule stack up with what you want to do, and how does it give the guys, especially these new guys, an opportunity to shape themselves against some really, really great programs and be battle-tested as you go out throughout the season?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a very difficult schedule this year, but it's a very challenging schedule, and that's going to lend itself to make sure we stay focused every game. We know we're going to get a great look, but when you play great teams and great programs, they're well-coached, so you're going to get good, sound football, and we have an opportunity to just compete with that every week. Our guys are excited about playing Poland and really everybody on our schedule. They're just looking forward to playing football.
2-3 last year in EBC play. Talk about the conference outlook, kind of where you see your guys stacking up and where you see maybe some of the other teams and how things you heard or things you've seen with them. I mean,
it's a great conference. It really is. It's a very solid conference. Great communities are involved in this conference. You got two teams that were at the top last year in West Branch and Alliance that both have a lot of guys coming back and are going to be pretty good. Carrollton's always a tough test for us. Marlington has a new staff and I think is much better, and Minerva's getting better every year. I really like their coach. I like what he's trying to do. I think they're going to be better. So, I mean, it's a great test every week for us in this conference.
Last one, Coach. We've talked about this in years past, but especially with a lot of new faces, guys kind of getting their first real varsity reps. First two games are at home. Hall of Fame ceremony is tonight, being Thursday, so a good crowd probably expected tomorrow night. Talk about how advantageous that is to have the comfortability of being able to play at home the first couple weeks, especially with a lot of new guys.
Well, our guys are comfortable here. It's a great venue. It's a great place to play. They like to play in front of their family and friends and for their community. But, it's still 120 by 53 and a third. I mean, and we got to make sure that we do what we need to do between the white lines, and those are all the same anywhere you go. But SIBO Stadium's the best place in the area to play, and we're excited to call it our home.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.